Psalm 60. To the chief musician, set to Lily of the Testimony, a mictum of David for teaching. When he fought against against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. Oh, restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. As I read the introduction that's given to this psalm, the historical introduction, you might be wondering why the psalm takes such a seemingly mournful tone about it. It's a psalm that, in its introduction and in its historical setting, is one that celebrates a great victory. David, as a warrior king, had been involved in some mighty battles, and the Lord had brought about some great victories for the people of God. But this psalm starts off, O Lord, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. This is a psalm of victory. It's a psalm that, in the middle of these verses, turn and we hear God's voice boasting about how he has conquered all of the nations surrounding Jerusalem. Shechem, the Valley of Succoth, Gilead, Manasseh, Ephraim, Judah, Moab, Philistia, all of these belong to me. And it's God who is shouting in triumph over this. This psalm is also set at the heels of several other plaintive psalms. Psalm 52 through 59 have been complaints of distress, where the people of God have called out to the Lord and have confessed their trust. So how is it that this psalm would start off in such a plaintive fashion and then turn to victory? It's because David was as devout in his prosperity and in his triumph as he was in his adversity. David understood that any sense of deliverance, any sense of victory, came not by his own strength or by his own armies, but only by the Lord of hosts. David makes that perfectly clear at the last third of this psalm. He prays for deliverance. He rejoices in what God has done. And then he says, is it not you, O God, who have brought this victory about? Is it not you, O God, who previously did not go forth with us and with our armies, who has brought discipline because of our previous sins? Is it not you who now give us this great victory? The help of man is useless, says David, but through God we will do valiantly. What David is remembering is the history of Israel before his reign. He remembers the sad state of affairs under King Saul, and there's a memorial over the sin and the sadness of the country as it was afflicted by many enemies. But now there's a time of victory and a time of prosperity. And David gives us counsel and example that it is so easy in our prosperity to forget that it is God who grants the victory and that it is God who leads us in our way. There's something of our own spiritual journey that we can even see in this psalm. It starts with our being enemies of the Lord, of being outside the camp. We're separated from Him and under His discipline. But yet we are subdued, claimed by God. In fact, He shouts in triumph over us through the work of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. And that salvation is not accomplished by our own ability or our own goodness, but only by the love of Jesus Christ, by the sovereign work of God. But isn't it tempting for us to sit back and rest on our laurels, to look elsewhere for our deliverance, especially in our prosperity? I would counsel you then, by this psalm, to find in it Jesus Christ, and to find in it your own story, the story of how God has been victorious and brought you to Himself. I counsel you to guard yourselves against self-satisfaction and self-righteousness, but instead be constantly turning to the Lord, knowing that He is the one who has delivered you from sin and all of its bondage. And through the work of Jesus Christ, through God, we will do valiantly. For it is He who shall tread down our enemies. I'll invite you to please turn to Psalm 60. We'll sing Selection A. Psalm 60, Selection A. Please stand to praise God.